our goal of our programs is participation, education, health protection, and conflict resolution. So it's a wide opportunity for everybody to participate. But one day, I think we were going to sit at the Olympics and say, wow, and they will tell about the first experience they had in the refugee camps or an orphanage where they started playing with Right to Play, and now they have a chance to represent the country in the Olympics.
You are raising funds for underprivileged kids in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East to play sports. How many athletes at the Beijing Olympics are participating in your program, and how successful have they been in donating and raising matching fund contributions from their winnings?
Well, we have been very successful, I think. We have over 40 athletes, part of the medal grant program, where Johnson & Johnson is matching 20,000, 15,000, or 10,000 for every medal they are winning. And they have now more and more athletes signing up as well. In addition, we have given them a bracelet. It's called the Hearts for Goal, and it's a bracelet for inspiration, where the athletes get one piece of it, and there is a copy bracelet which they can give to the person who has inspired them the most to come to the games. And over half of the athletes, more than 5,000 athletes, have picked up that bracelet. And it's such an inspiration to be a part of this program.
One of your athletes, Natalie Coughlin, the women's 100-meter gold medalist in the backstroke at the Beijing Olympics, won the gold and earned a contribution for your organization. Can you tell us what it was like for her to win?
Yeah, she's a fantastic athlete. Not only when she won the gold, she also won 2 silver and 2 bronze. So she has actually a total of $80,000 in donation for us. It's very hard for me to describe how she felt when she won, but if you just saw her smile and the happiness at the pool in Beijing, it's been an incredible week for her. I think she had 6 medals here at these games and 5 in Athens, so she's like now a medal holder of 11 Olympic medals.
What is it like for an African Olympian like Ethiopia's Haile Gebrselassie to participate in your program, giving back to his own community?
Well, he's exceptionally proud of being part of this program, and he's been supporting Right to Play for years now. And I think he's very thankful because we are working in Ethiopia, particularly with orphans and children affected by HIV/AIDS. And he sees that the reach and the quality of the programs are so successful. He's always a man who stands up and says, I'd like to support Right to Play and help out. And he's one of the big ideals. And in the country itself, Haile is such a role model for everybody looking up to him as like one of the biggest heroes of his own nation. He was running in the 10,000 and he was pulling the field to keep it steady and high speed. And Bekele, his countryman and good friend, sprinted in the last lap to win the gold. They were having a bit of a team support there, that's for sure.
Interesting. I understand you have another 2-time Olympian, Anna Rice, who is a strong advocate for improving athletics in Africa. Can you tell us about Anna Rice's experience in Uganda, soon to be in the East Africa field office, right?
Yeah, that's one of the parts of our Hearts of Gold program. In addition to the medal grants and the bracelet, is a fellowship program for athletes. So athletes here have applied for 3-month internships supported by Johnson & Johnson. And Anna Rice is a wonderful Canadian badminton player. Has won the chance to be 3 months working for us in Kampala in Uganda. And she will go there in the spring of next year and really get into working in the area of development, particularly in the programs we have. In the East Africa is focused on sport and play as an educational tool for health prevention. And we all hear about the issues around HIV/AIDS. And the particular games she will be working with are these games who's educating children and girls, particularly how they can protect themselves from the disease. And that has been a very successful project. I'm excited that she will be the Olympic ambassador in Kampala, Uganda, for 3 months next year.
And I understand that you held an online auction just about 2 days ago, reaching Olympic enthusiasts in China. Has there been a lot of interest in the bidding this year?
Yeah, it was great, actually. And people all around can keep bidding, actually, on many items. And it's on our righttoplay.com website. You can go on and see our online auction from the Olympic Village. And the other night, we had some special items here, which we auctioned for the Chinese market. And it was wonderful to see people bidding very high for the U.S. team jersey signed by the basketball team, the Dream Team.
Oh, I bet.
And then in addition to that, actually, the Olympic torch probably got the highest bid.
So how much money have you earned from the auction compared to the athletes who've won gold, silver, and bronze at the Olympics?
Well, we still waiting to see the numbers, because currently, as we are in the Olympic Village, athletes are coming to us with new items signed by them, and we are putting them online. So this auction will keep going, so everybody can go on writetoplay.com, or they can go on eBay, because it's on the eBay auction site. And we will have many more items coming in the last number of days. So this will go for another 7 days. So we'll see by the end, kind of middle of next week, end of next week, what the numbers will be around.
So you're conducting a little Olympics of your own online this year. It's very exciting. Can you tell us which athletes who won gold will be translating their prize earnings equivalents to donated funds that will be applied to kids in needy situations?
Well, we have, as you mentioned, Natalie Coughlin and Arise. There is many athletes we were expecting to come now. It's Adam and Kuverden over the next couple of days. We have the Norwegian handball team. We have athletes from different countries all around the world who are converting and signing up and are excited about supporting us. So it's going to be a fair bit of continued excitement from here in Beijing.
And so your representatives from Johnson & Johnson will apply these funds to the prize earnings. And how will the equipment and the instruction and all the infrastructure reach the kids in needy situations? Explain how the donations and sports equipment will reach the troubled areas.
Yes, we have already programs in 22 countries around the world, and we are now also expanding those programs to four new countries. The first Latin American country will start this fall in Peru, actually. And then we have Burundi, Botswana, and Kenya is on our list to get started. We have staff and people in the field, in these places, if it's in the camps or orphanages, where they are applying our methodology of learning to games directly to the children. And what we're doing is that these children will get more and more activities. We're going to be able to reach more children through the activities and create fun, happiness, education, and healthcare. So this happens where it's needed. So the funds and the equipment will directly go out into those places. If it's a refugee camp in the eastern border of Tanzania, if there is an orphanage in Uganda, if it's working with child soldiers in Sierra Leone, or if it's in the south of Sudan, or if it's in the Burmese refugees in Thailand. You know, there are many, many, many children who will benefit from the work we are doing and the funds we are raising here and receiving from Johnson & Johnson.
Johan, what kinds of cooperation have you received from Chinese officials in promoting your fundraising activities at these games?
Well, we have had very good partnership with the Chinese government and authorities actually for a couple of years already. Since we started our programs in China, and we have done a pilot program over the last 12 months in the migrant schools, and that's children who has been coming from the rural areas into the cities, and it's an exceptionally poor situation. So we've been trying to create a program partnership with the Chinese called Happy Healthy Children, and that has been a very successful initiative. More than 10,000 children participated in that over the last year, and they report significantly improvement in both their health, their happiness, and attendance to school and these things. So that has helped us expand on the program. So now we're going to go out to the rural areas and meet and work with what's called left alone children, which is many actually children has been left by their parents in the rural area because they had to go into the cities to work. And the second part of the programs we will start is actually in the earthquake area for some of the part of the rehabilitation, particularly the psychological rehabilitation of some of the children who is affected by the earthquake. So these programs has come to because of our partnership with the Chinese government. Obviously, you need to do everything here with the approval of them. So I have to say we have received very well, and that the Olympics have opened this opportunity, that's for sure.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great finish up until the last day of the Olympics and even beyond with your online auction. And before we leave, and thank you for such a wonderful, wonderful program, let's give out the web address for people around the world who want to contribute to your organization.
But just to go to writetoplay.com. It's very easy. It's writetoplay.com. And you can sign up as a member or a part of the movement. You can give the online donation. You can also join the auction and also get steal Olympic updates on the website.
What a great cause, and we thank you very much, Johan Kaas, for your wonderful contributions to improving sports all around the world.
Well, thanks, Howard. Thanks for inviting me to talk to you.